Check, check, check. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to yoga. Now, despite it appearing that yoga is kind of popular and a lot of people do it, it's quite, I'd say not. The principles of yoga are really not very well understood, nor commonly known, I should say. So a lot of things get associated with yoga, and that's just how it is. But real yoga practice is really a very particular thing, and very powerful. Certain principles of stillness, concentration, technique, right? You can't really see it from the outside. So I understand why it's not very well understood or commonly even known. But here we are practicing. And I just like to bring this up because it seems like a lot of people are doing yoga. But I don't really find that to be true. I find amazing things happening within all of you who are practicing yoga, and I love it. But anytime I try to think of ideas, how to express, you know, what is yoga, what's going on, and how to share it. So if you ever have any ideas, I'm always open to hearing them. Let me know. All right, let's begin pranayama, deep breathing. Excellent for the lungs and respiratory system. So many people have reversed their declining pulmonary function with this class. It's gotten better. Something not even medically really known or accepted is happening in this class. All right, so hands underneath the chin. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together throughout the breathing exercise. Body weight stays on the heels. Focus one point in front of you. Suck in your stomach. Begin, please. Inhale, breathing elbows slowly up towards the ceiling. Breathe smoothly in by the throat, expanding the rib cage, full lungs. Now exhale, breathing head goes up. Open your mouth. Push the chin slowly back with the knuckles. Look for the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Inhale, breathing slowly head down at the same pace. Elbows separate and lift all the way up to the ceiling. Hold it. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two, three. Look way back, four. Suck in your stomach, five. Keep weight on the heels, six. Inhale, breathing head down. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Good. Again, please inhale by the throat. Bring in the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the inhale. Hold it. Exhale, H-A, removing the same amount of air on each of the six counts of the exhale. Elbows touch. Inhale, one, two, three, four, five, six. Exhale, one, two, three. Look back, four. Try to see the wall, five, behind you, six. Again, please inhale, head down. Elbows lifting on the inhale helps the inhale happen better. Exhale, breathing. As you exhale and the elbows come forward, keep your elbows high away from the chest. They come forward and then touch each other. Inhale, elbows lift from there. Look in the mirror now. Rib cage expanding, visible on both sides of the chest. Exhale, one. Mouth open, two, three. Look way back, four. Try to see the back wall, five, six. One more, please. Inhale by the throat, synchronizing the movement of the arms, lifting the head coming down, and the inhale all together. Exhale, synchronize the movement of the arms, head, and breath. And the last part of the exhale, make it super strong. Exhale completely. Elbows touch. Good. Please change. Bring your arms down by your sides. Stand tall. Breathing smoothly by the nose now. All right, second set of the breathing exercise. Please stand tall, weight on the heels, thighs pressed together. Interlace your fingers, knuckles touching underneath the chin. Stand tall. Make sure chin and knuckles stay together like glue. And begin again. Inhale, breathing, elbows slowly lift up. That's good. Now keep the chin pressing down. Elbows stretch up as high as possible. Exhale, open your mouth, push the head slowly back. The elbows you try to keep lifted nice and high away from the chest, but the shoulders can relax. Inhale. From here, the elbows separate and lift. Looks very good. Both sides of the body, waistband, armpits, stretch up. Good, Sandy. Exhale. Push the head back. Good. Elbows up, Nick. That's good. Push the head all the way back. More stomach in, everybody. Inhale. Elbows separate and lift. Try not to drop them. That's better with the arms, Nick. Good. Bring the chin down all the way till it's pressing into the fingers. Exhale, one. Chest up, two. Three, look way back, four. Nice sound, you guys. Five, six. Inhale, one, two. Better. Three, four. Nice and slow. Five, six. Exhale, one. Eyeballs up, two. Three, look way back, four. Keep the sound steady. Five, all the way till the end. Six. Inhale again, head down. Elbows lift, chin comes down. Push the chin gently into the fingers, stretching out all the way. Exhale, breathing. Now, keep the hips and thighs contracted. Weight on the heels, hips just a little forward while sucking in the stomach more. Inhale, head down, elbows lift up. Pull the stomach in, but lift up. Center of the chest, ribs, upper back, high towards the ceiling. Exhale, one, mouth open, two. Three, push the chin, four, keep up the sound, five, six, inhale, one, two, three, weight on the heels, four, five, look straight ahead, six, exhale, one, look up, two, three, look way back, four, good stomach in, Tanya, five, keep exhaling, six, a few more, inhale, head down, bring the chin just down to neutral, not below, so you just want to look straight ahead, fingers stretch, that's good, Nick, exhale, look up, push the chin back. The shoulders can drop and relax. Exhale, more, more, more. Inhale, one, two, three is halfway, four, five, good stretching up, Diane, six, exhale, one, stand tall, two, three, a little bit of hips forward, four, but suck in your stomach more, elbows touch, one more, inhale, breathing, elbows lift up from there, bring the chin just down so the neck is straight, elbows up, breathe in more, exhale, breathing, nice and steady. Slow exhalation, but very strong at the end. Push out every last bit of air. Elbows come together. All right, you can change. Bring your arms down by your sides. All right, half moon pose. Let's begin. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a nice deep breath. Stretch up. Go right and left a few times on your own. Now, moment by moment, I know we have 80 more minutes together or so, but just one breath at a time, one inhale at a time. Go ahead, keep stretching right, left, right, left. Just try to stay in that moment with the instructions, with the body part, all right, with the words coming out of my mouth. The class goes so fast when you do it this way. You can come back up, stop in the middle. But that's not the only benefit. All right, maximum body weight on the heels. Push your hips a little forward, stomach in, arms back, and chin up. Now, squeeze the palms together nicely. Take one more inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows and without bending the knees. When you stay with every single breath of yours, every single word coming out of anyone's mouth here, every single sensation of each posture, go ahead, come down a little more, keeping the hips in one line. You get your whole self together. Come down a little more, keeping the hips parallel to the mirror. Right shoulder forward. Your thoughts are coordinated with what you're doing, and you are existing 100% in the present moment. This is the best place you can be for many, many things. Now squeeze the hands, palms, reach to the right, certainly for your health, for your well-being, for your lack of stress. You just go with the words, come down, go with the breath, come down, and push one more time. Good, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. It's a simple thing, but it makes a huge difference. Weight on the heels, arms back. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, begin left side bending, push your hips to the right. You get the most possible benefit for the whole system when you're in the present moment like that. And it's sort of an abstract concept. Oh, be in the present moment, la, la, la. But no, it's real. Every inhale you take, I want you to feel that you're inhaling. Every exhale you take, pay attention to the sensation that you're exhaling. Every word that you hear of instruction, try to pay attention to that thing the moment that you hear it, or do it the moment that you hear it. Come down a little more, push your hips to the right, keeping the body weight to the heels and two hips in one line, parallel to the mirror. That's good, nice side view alignment, Sandy. Left shoulder, Tanya, just a little bit forward. That looks good, Nick, with the shoulders. Just a little bit of chin up. Now squeeze the palms, that's right. Reach to the left side, exhale, come down, push, 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 push. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. Wonderful. Backward bending is next. Take a nice deep breath. Eyes stay open. Drop your head all the way back. So every inhale you take, I want you to be aware of it. Now bring your arms back towards your ears. And the exhale, that's important too. Now squeeze the hands, palms, and reach back, straightening the elbows. Push your upper body back. Not just dropping or leaning, but push your upper body back. Now take a deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward a little more. Stomach forward, thighs forward with your maximum body weight on the heels. So push the upper body back. Go and touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Put your hands on the floor in front of you. It's fine to bend the knees. Body weight should be on the toes, ideally, and suck in your stomach. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending. Spine is just warming up. All right, as soon as you can do the warm-up if you need right, left, then grab the heels as soon as possible. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Elbows behind the legs, touching on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Take your time. Sometimes, you guys might have just been in a bed 30 minutes ago, so the body is, it's different from hour to hour. It's not just morning versus night. Go ahead, pull on the heels, stretch the upper body down. At first, you'll say, oh, my morning class is different than my night class. Yes, it is. The body is different. You can get sensitive enough. You will notice a two-hour difference in start time. All right? 7:30 feels different from 8:30 in the body. Pull on the heels, stretch the body down towards the floor, keeping no gap between upper body and the legs. Now roll forward a little bit, body weight to the toes. Good, Sandy. Pull on the heels, push your knees back. Now hold as still as you possibly can. At any stage that you've gotten to, that's your limit. Okay, change again. Bring the hands back. Interlace the fingers while still touching the floor and come up, arms and head together. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the side. It's a moving thing, the limit of each posture, all right? But when you find it from moment to moment, try to have some total stillness, all right? You can kind of accept a limit sometimes and push a limit other times. Accept and push, and you're kind of going back and forth. All right, second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release the pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. Body weight to the heels, hips forward, stomach in. Inhale, squeeze the palms, reach up. Good morning, Alda. Bend your upper body to the right, push your hips to the left. We're just in the second set of half moon pose. Push your hips beyond the center. Push your hips off to the left side, creating a tremendous stretch all over the left side of the body. Even just bringing your attention to the left side of the body, whatever stretch you can create. Hold the stomach in, squeeze the hands, palms, maximum body weight to the heels. These things will help you stay in the posture with strength and steadiness, and you feel the body breathing and relaxing when you get all of the techniques happening, or more and more of them. Come down, five, take a deep breath. Four, pull your body over, three, to the right side of the room, two, push hips to the left, one. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. All right, lean the maximum body weight to the heels, hips forward. Arms back, chin up, inhale, stretch up and over to the left, please. Push your hips to the right. That looks better with the chin up, neck. Yeah, good. Keep squeezing the palms. Now pull your upper body over all the way to the left side of the room. Using so much strength, you have to push your hips to the right so you don't actually fall to the left. Imagine that. This is the kind of strength you can, develop, create, train for. So pull the body to the left. Come down, five, suck in your stomach, four. Three, keep pushing. Two, weight on the heels. One, inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Hi, Alda. I hope you can start class with us. Take a deep breath. Drop your head all the way back. Go ahead, head back. Now bring your arms back. Oh, no. Okay, we're in the second back bend. You can catch up with us. All right, everybody, arms back. Look for the floor behind you. Push your upper body back. Now take a nice deep breath into the upper chest ribs, then exhale, hips forward. Looks good, Diane. Push your stomach forward, thighs forward. Get more body weight to the heels. In order to do that, push your upper body back and the hips forward a little bit more. Go back one more. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Very nice. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling, hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time going from backward bending to forward bending again. If you need the warm-up, take it, but if your lower back feels all right, you can just start. Hands to feet pose. Make sure you suck in your stomach. All right, press the abdomen to the thighs, bending the knees if needed, scooping up the heels from behind. Now pull to stretch the body down. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees. Try to get your face on the legs. Eyes open. Now roll forward, body weight to the toes. You can just do like five pranayama, Alda, and one set of half moon, and then you can catch up with this. All right, pull on the heels, push your knees back. Now hold still, let this be the limit for a second. Scan the body, make sure body weight's to the toes, stomach is in, upper body pressing to the legs. Now push the limit, exhale, pull on the heels, push the knees back, lock the legs, lock the legs, lock the legs. Change, bring your hands back around, interlace the fingers and come up. Good, arms and head together, Tanya. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms down by your sides, stand tall, shoulders relaxed. Excellent. Awkward pose. Right foot step out to the right 6 inches, please. Throughout the posture, feet parallel to each other, not turning in, not turning out. Inhale, breathing arms up in front of you. Try to touch the mirror. Tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath. As you exhale, suck in your stomach. Sit down, please. Feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips all the way out behind you. Bend your knees and sit down. Check in the mirror that you have the feet pointing straight ahead, the knees pointing straight ahead. Now suck in your stomach. Depression of the abdominal wall. Contraction of the abdominal muscles. Suck it in, tightening up. Hold it in. Now lift your chest up a little bit. Lean your upper body way back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come up. Keep the arms totally energized all the way out to the fingertips. So from the tricep all the way out, nothing loose or hanging. Now go all the way up on the tiptoes, please. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine. Upper back, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling. Focus one point in front of you and sit right down on the tops of the toes. Begin, please. Push the big toes down, heels up. That's right, especially big toes, Nick. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. Sit down until your hips touch the chair. Hips do not go below the chair. Back of the head and back of the hips leaning against the wall. So upper body back, hips forward just a little bit, heels up more. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Bring the feet down flat for just a moment. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Slowly sit down. Slowly. Keeping the chest lifted. Upper back lifting up towards the ceiling. Without leaning forward or back. Sit all the way down till hips are just above the heels, arms parallel to the legs, legs parallel to the floor, spine perfectly straight in the middle. Now suck in your stomach, take a deep breath, slowly come up, leaning against the wall, all the way up. Nice one, Aldo. Feet flatten on the way up, right foot steps back to the left, and arms down by your sides. Take a nice breath in. Exhale, breathing. All right, second set, awkward pose, right foot step out to the right, please. 6 inches all over between the feet. Inhale, breathing, arms up in front of you. Tricep muscles contracted all the way to the fingertips. Reach. Now exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down. Feet flat position. The upper body will come forward. That's right, Tanya. Upper body comes forward initially. That looks good, Kevin, when you stick your hips out behind you. And then you get your hips all the way down until the thighs are parallel to the floor. Once you're sitting down as much as you can sit down, then bring the upper body back. But make sure the hips stay back there, the weight stays to the heels, and you continue to stretch forward. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay there. Now all the way up on the tiptoes, please, maximum. When you inhale each time, pull the stomach in again. The whole spine stretches up towards the ceiling. Focus one point and sit right down on the tops of the toes. It's a really quick one, just 10 counts. So get right down in the chair. Heels up, knees up. That's it. Keep going. Heels up all the way. That's it, Sandy. Press the ankles, the visible part of the ankles. Presses forward. Good with the feet, Dino. Sit down more, stomach in. Sit down more, chest up. Sit down more, stomach in. Upper body 1 inch back. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling and sit down. You know, in that second part especially, a little bit in this one too, more of the balance is controlled by the abdomen in front of the hips than the feet. All right. Yes, we're on the tiptoes, and yes, you've got to control the feet, but so much of the balance, especially in the second part and a lot in this one, is the middle part of the body. So if you're feeling a little wobbly, focus a little more on stomach in, chest up, shoulders stay down, face relaxed. Now inhale, super stomach in, slowly come up, squeezing the knees together. Stand back up, feet flat position. Very nice. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Nice deep breath in by the nose. Exhale smoothly by the nose. All right, eagle posture is next. Feet together. Take a deep breath. Arms over your head sideways. Full lungs. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs close to the face. Pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull your elbows down to get the fingertips below the nose. Now suck in your stomach and sit down low. Body weight on the heels. Upper body back a couple of inches. Stay down. Bend your knees a little more. Now right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs at the thighs first, twisting like ropes. Put your right foot behind the left calf muscle. All 5 toes visible in the mirror. If the foot is coming out, you can sit down a little lower, please, but keep the body weight to the heel. Try to create pressure between the thighs and pressure at the arms by sitting down more, pulling the elbows down more. Now hold the stomach and breathe smoothly. Upper body back at the end. Stand up, please. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm, swing it underneath the right arm, cross again. Interlace the fingers if you can't get the palms matching yet. Pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can. All the way down. That's it, Kevin. All the way down and stay down there. Left leg lift up over the right leg. Nice, Tanya. Good. So you get the thighs together first. Squeeze and twist them. Left foot goes eventually behind the right calf muscle. All five toes visible in the mirror. Sit down a little lower, keeping the weight to the heel. Pull your elbows down towards your belly button. Suck in your stomach. Upper body a little more back. Good. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Right arm underneath the left arm. Begin. Grab your hands, pull the elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down as low as you can with your weight on the heels. Get your hips in the chair, upper body back a couple of inches. Right leg lift up over the left, please begin. Now sit as low as you can. Weight to the heel. Hands, elbows, knees, and feet in one line below the nose. So you get all the little fixes taken care of. Then you have total stillness, breathing normally. Very nice. Come up. Good one, Alda. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Go ahead, grab your hands right in front of the face. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach. Sit down low. Get your hips all the way in the chair. Upper body back without lifting the hips up is the tricky part. Try it. All right, now left leg lift up over the right. The muscles on the front here of the thighs, hips, abdomen. All right, they cross that joint. It's part of what we're figuring out in this posture. Now line up in the center, hands, elbows, knees, and feet. So you can push the hands right into the center. That's it, Nick. Just little bits of pressure. Press palms together. And now you hold it with all of the twisting, all of the pressing, you breathe. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Okay. Great start, you guys. Good morning. And afternoon, Alda, to you. Do you want a hair tie, Sandy? Okay. There's some in the same box that has the first aid kit underneath, right in front of my knees if I were sitting there, if you get desperate. All right. Hey, good job. Good luck with that. For me, the hair is in the present moment in my face. I'm like, it's got to go. Okay, standing head to knee pose. Sandy said, I'm ignoring my hair. I'm just in the present moment. All right, anyway, pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. I get stuck. If I lean on it, I actually can't move. I get stuck on it. Anyway, grab the foot, a couple of inches to thumbs underneath the foot as well. Now, concentrate deeply on your standing leg. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Distribute the weight equally all over the left foot. Standing leg locked. Oh, goodness. Inhale, breathing. Right leg lift up and stretch forward very slowly until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Not too high, not too low. That looks good, Kevin. Stand tall on the left leg. Take a nice deep breath. Kick your heel forward so the heel gets closer to the mirror. The foot flexes from the ankle. All five toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked and balanced comfortably, start to round the spine. Bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle, and eventually elbows go below the calf muscle. Change. Put the right foot down. Yes, arms straight first, Kevin. You got it. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Okay, other side. Take a nice deep breath. Pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Make sure you get some interlacing of the 8 fingers and the thumbs under the foot before you lift the leg up. So that might not happen right away, but that's just the step-by-step technique here. Now, once you have the grip, standing leg locked, inhale, breathing, left leg lift up very slowly and gently until the entire left leg is parallel to the floor. Not too high, not too low. Nice deep breath in. That's right, Diane, to lift the knee up higher. Good, Tanya, you too. You can bring the knee a little higher and suck in your stomach and just reach halfway for the foot. Now, once both legs are locked, keep turning the toes back, flexing the foot a little more from the ankle. Then you can bring the elbows down. Suck in your stomach. A little more heel forward, Alda, flex the foot. Turn the foot back. Heel forward, toes back. Keep doing that. Hold it. Change again. Arms straight, chest up. That looks good. Bend the left knee. Change all the way. All right, second set, everyone. Take a nice deep breath. Pick up the right foot in front of you. all 10 fingers included with the grip, 2 inches below the toes. As soon as you get the interlaced fingers and the thumbs under the foot, you can go to the second part. Sometimes the standing leg can be even better locked once you get the lifting leg up, so that's fine too. Kick the heel forward, turn the toes back. Once both legs are locked, you can bring the elbows down. Stand tall on the left leg. No bend in the knee. Hold steady, 5. Kick the heel forward, 4. That's it, all the toes back, 3. Now relax the shoulders, 2. Right thigh contraction, 1. Change again, head up, arms straight, and change. Last one, take a deep breath, left leg lift up. Bring your knee up as high as the hip or a little higher. That's it, Diane. Then reach for the foot in front of you. At minimum, you want the left thigh parallel to the floor, but you can pick up the knee a little, just an inch or two more than that, it's fine. Once you have the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. Standing leg solid. Think of it being tall. Push the right foot to the floor, right knee straight, right butt cheek forward, and almost lifting. Go ahead with the arms once both legs are locked. Little more heel, all the heel forward, toes back. Bend the ankle more and more. Hold for 3, 2, you can do it. 1. All right, change. Head up, arms straight, and then feet together, arms down. Standing bow pulling poses next. Start with your feet together, toes and heels touching. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside. Left arm comes up. So the starting position, ideally the knees are together. Take a deep breath, stretch the entire left side of the body up. Try to touch the ceiling and begin. Charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror right away at your eye level. Imagine I'm pulling the left arm forward all the way from the hip on the left side to the fingertips. So the entire left side of the torso, armpit, all the way to the fingertips charges, reaches, stretches forward. Kick the right foot all the way back behind you. So the right shoulder gets pulled back behind, upper body twists, and the right shoulder becomes invisible from the front view. Keep kicking, don't stop kicking. Now slowly bring your upper body down. You can bring the arm down, but keep the chin up. That's it, Sandy. Now charge forward and kick. Body down and kick. Take a deep breath. Kick up a little more. Change. Feet together, arms down by your sides. Left hand up in front of you, palm facing the ceiling. Turn it out. Hold your ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together, please. Right arm slides up. So arm touching with the ear, please. Knees together if possible. All the way to the fingertips, Nick. Stretch up. Take a deep breath. That's better. Now charge forward. Palm faces the floor. All 5 fingertips reach forward. Touch the mirror. Stretch forward. Touch the mirror. Kick the left foot back. So the left hand gets pulled back behind you a lot. Left shoulder gets pulled back behind you. 2 shoulders will be in one line. Left shoulder invisible from the front view in the mirror. Now keep your standing leg locked. Thigh muscle contracted. That looks good, Diane. A little more weight to the toes, please, across all 5 of them. You can work on that. Distribute the weight equally across the base of all 5 toes as part of locking the standing leg. Now come down and kick. Stretch forward and kick equally the same. Kick a little bit harder. Kick one more time. Change. Feet together, arms down by your sides, stand tall. Hi, Angela. I don't mind if you join us, just if you would do a set of breathing and a set of half moon hands to feet. You know how it is. Okay, standing bow pulling pose, second set, right hand up, turn it out, hold the ankle from the inside. All 5 fingers together. Just do your warm-ups and catch up. It's okay. Left arm up. So all the way to the fingertips, from the pelvis, right, top of the hip on the left side to the fingertips, inhale, stretch it up, and then go, charge forward, kick back, 20 counts, begin, 19, 18, chin up, Tanya, a little bit, 17, but bring the arm down, 16, arm down, but head up, there you go, 15, that's right, 14, take a deep breath, 13, 12, kick the right foot back, 11, so the right hand, 10, grab the ankle, 9, it'll be easier, 8, that looks good, 7, 6, try to touch the mirror, Nick. 5, go and touch the mirror. 4, reach more, 3, keep reaching, 2, kick the right foot back, 1, better, okay. Can you slide your hand just a little bit right to the bony part of the ankle? It looks like it can happen, or does it hurt? to hold there? Okay. It's a little bit, it'll be, yeah, try to grab, let's do the other, yep, right there. Okay, left hand up, turn it out, that's the right place. Okay, go ahead, other side, grab the left ankle, bring the right arm up in front of you. Holding the foot requires more muscles of the leg, so if you hold at the ankle for now, later you can grab the foot. When you're like standing bow, piece of cake, no problem. Okay, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, go ahead, 20 counts, charge forward. 19, let that left arm, Nick, relax. 18, and be pulled back. 17, left shoulder relax. 16, keep doing that. 15, good Diane. 14, 13, the left shoulder. 12, will be pulled behind you. 11, by your kick. 10, 9, upper body turns. 8, to your left. 7, 6, standing leg locked. 5, 4, now body down, kick. 3, let the left arm be pulled back. 2, kick, 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 kick. 1, all right, change again. How'd it go, Diane? Your knees are weak. Okay, here's the thing. Don't shove your, you don't need to shove your knees back anymore. Your legs are straight enough. Just lift. I want you to, from my view, your knees are straight enough. Okay, you don't need to push them back anymore. Rather, transfer the strength to up here. The upper thigh is going to help you be more stable with the hip joint, which will help you come down and do all that other stuff we're doing. Okay, yeah, your knees look just fine. All right, balancing stick pose, everyone. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers, release pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everybody chin up. Take a deep breath, big step forward onto your right foot. Lock both legs, left toes point, and come down. Bring your upper body down, left leg up. Nice back leg locked, Tanya. Come down, leg up. Until you look like a capital letter T. Body weight a little more to the toes. Distribute the weight equally the same. All over the base of the toes. Stretch forward. Try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Looks good, Diane. Very nice straight lines. Chin up. And everybody take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Inhale, breathing. Come down. Keeping your chin away from the chest and arms up with your ears. Bring the chest down, but arms stay up. Chin forward a little more. I want you to charge forward so you get maximum body weight towards the base of the toes. Come down, stretch. Body down, stretch. Leg up. Everybody stretch forward. Inhale, breathing. Come up, feet together. Bring your arms down by your side. Shoulders relaxed. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace the fingers. Point your fingers up. Keep the hands glued together. Arms glued with the ears. Big step onto the right foot. Lock both legs. Now take a deep breath. Suck in your stomach and come down. It's a quick one. Bring the body down. Leg up. And then hold it and stretch. From the hands to the back foot that's in the air. Stretch. That's it, Diane. Pull the body forward with the hands. Grip. Reach the back leg, toes back. Stomach in. Stretch one more. Inhale. Breathing. Come up. Looks great, you guys. Take a deep breath. Big step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Now squeeze the arms and head together. No gap between palms. Come down. Upper body down. Everyone suck in your stomach a lot, especially at the lower left abdomen. Suck it in, tightening up. Contract all around the left hip joint so you can bring the body down, leg up, body down, leg up. Stretch forward, leg up. Inhale, breathing. Come up, feet together. Arms down by your sides. Standing separate leg stretching is next. You can step over to the left side of your mat, feet together. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Right foot step out to the right. A nice big step. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Now lock your legs throughout the posture. Inhale, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Then slowly stretch your upper body forward towards the mirror. Begin, please. Look at yourself in the mirror for as long as you can. Bring the body down as much as possible. And then bring your arms down, grabbing the heels from the outside. Stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. A pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down towards the floor. Look forward, chin forward, roll forward. And then you hold it. So for a moment, you just sort of accept the limit. Okay, I got to a limit. I'm going to stay here and breathe. But then after you relax a little bit, at your limit, you can push the limit a little bit. Roll forward, look forward, touch your head to the floor right between the feet. To change, bring your arms out and head up. Slowly stand up. Inhale, right foot to the left foot, arms over your head. Arms down by your sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways. Right foot step out, a big step to your right. Arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms down. Now lock your legs. That's the whole leg. So that includes all the way to the outside of the heel, all the way up to the upper thigh. Inhale, suck in your stomach, stretch up and then forward. Look forward, chin forward. Locking the leg is not only straightening the knee and contracting the quadriceps, all right? It's also using the ankle muscles, pushing the feet, the outside of the feet to the floor in this case, rolling forward to the balls of the feet, base of the toes in this case. And then all the way up to the upper thighs contract. Look forward a little bit, chin forward. That looks great, Diane. When you pull on the heels, the elbows will bend and touch with your shins, shoulders away from the floor. Stretch the body down, whole back side of the body stretching. All right, change again, head up and arms out. Inhale, right foot steps back to the left, arms over your head, arms down. Next is triangle pose, feet together nicely. You good? Okay, arms over the head, take a nice deep breath. Big step out to the right, arms immediately parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up, turn your right foot all the way out to your right. Make sure the two heels are in one line. Bend your right knee and sit down. You can turn the foot, make sure the foot's all the way turned so it's parallel to the mirror. Sit down all the way, right thigh parallel to the floor. Now Tanya, before you move the arms, turn that straight leg toes in towards me. The other foot, the straight leg, yep, bend the right knee. I want the right toes back, there you go. And let the hips turn towards me a little bit too. Yeah, good. Now go ahead into the posture. Right arm down, left arm up. That's a better start. Now you can push your two butt cheeks forward and push the knee back, keeping the left leg locked. Stretch up and down. Top hand stretches up. Good reaching neck. Bottom arm stretches down. And push the right knee back, two butt cheeks forward, and bring the right shoulder forward towards the mirror to create a little more twisting in the spine. Straight leg locked, please. Left outer thigh contracted, left heel pressing to the floor. You got it. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle, turn the right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up, turn your left foot out, keeping the heel in place. Just turn the foot at the toes, bend your left knee and sit down. Bounce a couple of times, get your thigh parallel to the floor. Get your hips down, don't let them come up anymore. Now hips forward, once more, arms back. Then go into it. I want to see the hips forward, arms back. All right, we'll do it again, second set. Push the left knee back. Two butt cheeks push forward. Yeah, there you go, Tanya. So the hips are in the same line with the knees and the heels, not sticking out. Now turn your head a little more, chin to the right shoulder. That's it, Nick. Upper body up, everyone. Sit down a little more. Push the left foot firmly down as if it's going through the floor. Right leg locked, right outer hip and thigh contract. A little more, turn and twist the upper body back. All right, inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Inhale, feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Any birthdays today? No. All right. Extra attention to the little details of the setup, you guys, is going to really make a difference for the posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, big step to the right, arms parallel to the floor. And when you make a difference for the posture, you make a difference for your life, for yourself. Push your hips forward, arms back. Everybody chest up, turn the right foot all the way out. Try to keep the left hip pushing forward. Still contracted, sit down all the way. Now flip the palms, turn your head, hips forward once more, go into the posture. You can push the chin with the shoulder. That's good. Aldo, that's very nice setup. Go ahead into the pose. Push the left knee towards the back wall, two butt cheeks forward towards the mirror. So you are opposing, right? Body parts opposing each other very specifically to create a certain effect here, most at the lower spine, pelvis, and lower abdomen. Two butt cheeks forward, push the right knee back. And the twist happens more when you bring the right shoulder forward and the chin towards the back while stretching up and down equally the same. Nice ones. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right toes forward. Inhale, push both hips forward. Now here's the thing. Hips forward, arms back. Keep pushing the right hip forward when you turn your left foot out. You want to keep that right straight leg pretty strong. And then when the foot is turned, sit down, bend your left knee. So the right outer hip, right outer butt still pushes forward, just like in the setup. Yeah, go ahead. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder, triangle pose. Outer right butt, outer right thigh, still contracted and pushing forward like in that very beginning part, that setup of the posture. Chin to the back wall, bottom shoulder towards the mirror. Upper body up, lower body down, get your hips down, everybody stretch down, touch your toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in, feet together, arms over the head. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, arms down by your sides. All right, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Those were nice. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs. Right foot, a big step to your right. Keep your arms there. Take a deep breath. Turn on your heels to the right 90 degrees. The back foot turns in 45 degrees, left hip forward. So both hips are in one line. Go ahead and turn. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Go down front side. Suck in your stomach and bring your forehead to your knee. If you can't get the head to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit. Breathe smoothly by the nose, please. Push your fingertips into the floor. Every single inhale you take, I want you to realize that you're taking it. And every single exhale, same thing. Shift a little more body weight to the front foot, pushing the back heel to the floor so you can get the right hip sticking up and the left hip down, two hips in one line parallel to the floor. Keeping the chin tucked, lock the front leg, slowly come up. Back leg stays locked, back heel flat. Now once you're standing again, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Make sure the heels are in one line, turn the back foot in, right hip forward. Make sure the front foot's pointing straight ahead. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, round the spine. Bring your head in close to your stomach. Forehead to the knee. If that does not happen, then only bring the knee to the forehead. But first you try head to the knee, second knee to the forehead. This will help you get stronger in the places the places where it's currently challenged, all right? When you tried the posture correctly, you improve those body parts, whether it's weakness, tightness, coordination, whatever it is. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale and come up. Keep your chin to the chest when you're getting out of it. You stand all the way again. Nice control, Alden, Kevin. That looks great. Turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot and arms down by your sides. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs, right foot, step out to the right. Turn on your heels 90 degrees. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling and go. Tuck your chin to the chest. All of the head to knee postures, but especially this one and the one at the end of class, we are having the most direct effect on pancreas and kidneys in the sort of middle part of the body and then at the throat. So thyroid, parathyroid. We're getting pressure there on the thyroid, parathyroid tissues and their blood vessels that are immediately connected. The endocrine system is their ductless gland, so immediately there's chemicals in the bloodstream. So we're affecting the blood vessels too, not just the tissue itself. And same with pancreas and kidneys. The more you can suck in and press in the upper abdomen, stretch the upper back, you get a little more blood flow there. All right, lock the front leg a couple of times. Inhale and slowly come up. Once you're standing again, turn all the way around, face the opposite wall. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees, right hip forward. First, go up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and then in. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, go down. But think more of going in towards the stomach, head in towards your belly button, and the hands reaching out. And yes, the body will go down towards the leg, but the effort is not downward. The effort is in, sucking the stomach in, tucking the head in and out with the arms stretching out. It just happens to bring the body down. All right, lock the front leg and slowly come up. Once you're standing all the way, turn and face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot, arms down by your sides. All right, please step onto your mat for tree pose. Feet together, toes and heels touching. Bring your right leg as high as it will go. Heel to the top of your left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of your ankle with the right hand and then underneath at the toes with your left. Once your heel's all the way at the top of the thigh, you can slowly, very gently bring the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line from the side and push your hips forward to get two hips in one line. Lock the standing leg, suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Right hand can come up in front of the chest, thumb at the breastbone, but keep the shoulders down, center of the chest lifted. If the foot doesn't slip at all, you can bring the other hand up, palms together. Change, bring the right foot down, arms down for just a moment. Left leg lift up again, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. And the heel as much to the center underneath the belly button as possible, but be gentle with the knee. So heel goes up and in towards the middle. From there, left knee down and back, hips forward. Chest up, stomach and shoulders stay down. On this side, the left hand up first, and then if the foot doesn't slip, the right hand can come up. But if the foot slides even a little bit, please hold the foot for longer. Bring the heel higher. Change, please. Left foot down, arms down by our sides. All right, for toe stand now, bring your right heel up into tree pose, as high as it will go on the left thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping your standing legs straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. And shift your body weight to the fingertips and lower your hips down as much as they'll go. Once you're sitting down, bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to your left. Looks good, Kevin. Right knee down. Just enough to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Suck in your stomach, stretch your whole spine up towards the ceiling. Left hand can come up first, then the right hand can come up. Knees down, spine stretches up. All right, toes stand, hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips up slowly. Go back to tree pose. Tree pose change. Good, left leg lift up, bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you, slowly bring the upper body forward. Go ahead to your limit. If you're sitting down on the heel or very close to it, try to bring the knees down and the spine up so that even the hips come up. The whole spine stretches up. Less and less weight between hip and the heel, or between pelvis and the heel. You'll stretch the spine up so much. Nice work, you guys. All right, hands to the floor. When you're done, that's good, Alda. Hands on the floor. Stand back up in tree pose. Look straight ahead. Okay, very nice. Tree pose. Change, feet together, arms down. Savasana is next. Relax on your back. That looks good, Alda. Thank you. Kevin, if you raise your camera angle just a little bit so I can see less of the floor. I can see your mat, but just a little higher will be good for camel pose. All right. Thanks. Focus on the whole inhale, wherever you're at with your breath. Just on the next inhale. See if you can maintain your attention on just half of a breath from start to finish, one inhalation. And then from start to finish, one exhalation. The most important, the most powerful, and the most beneficial input or effort or action that you take or make in any yoga situation, all right, is your concentration. So sometimes there will be an injury or I can't put weight on my one leg. I can't come for a while. The two questions, if you're ever wondering, can I go to class? the two questions to determine whether or not you can come to class. Actually, three. You have to be able to sweat. Some people that have eye surgery, they can't get sweat in their eyes, so okay, maybe they need to take a week or something. But aside from that, the two questions are, can I breathe some, just any amount? And can I at least attempt to concentrate? You see how we basically just ruled out every I can't go to class possibility? Yeah, because even if you can't stand on one leg, you can sit in a chair and do half a triangle pose. I can show you exactly how to do it. All right, you can do the spine and arms for the balancing postures on that leg. It's just an example. There's a lot of, you know, it's not the only reason someone might say I can't. I understand it seems like, well, if I can't do half of the postures, I can't do the class. But that's a not full understanding of this class, right? Yes, we're doing postures, and I know you want to try and all that. But if you can focus on your breathing and you can try to concentrate, we can figure out how to do half of the postures or 10% of half of them, whatever it is. So that's great news. Isn't it great news? It's really great news. All right, let's do window moving. Right leg lift up. Hold the leg exactly 2 inches below the knee. All 10 fingers included with the grip. If the yoga class is seen as an exercise, well, I know there's exercise that happens. I know there's fitness that happens, but it's just a small portion of what's happening. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. If the yoga class is seen mostly as a fitness or exercise class, then it gets missed and people say, oh no, you need to take some time off. It's strenuous. Change right leg lower, down arms down, left leg lift up. Go ahead, interlace the fingers 2 inches below your knee. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. But the only thing that reflects is a incomplete understanding, very, very incomplete understanding of the class. And there's nothing wrong with it. For you, if this is largely exercise fitness and you're getting benefit, it's fine. But over time, you'll realize there's a lot more happening. Pull your knee, tuck your chin to the chest, and hold it. Very nice. Change again. Left leg lower, down, arms down. Immediately, both knees up. Grab your elbows each other. Now, it all depends on how you define, though, exercise and fitness. Okay, right now, in stillness, lying on your back on the floor, you could say you are exercising and bringing better fitness to your digestive system. You are doing that. Okay, this is not repetitive movement, throwing the body around exercise, right? Which just has its purposes, has its functions. This is exercise of other things on a much smaller level. That's adorable, Kevin. Oh my gosh. Tuck the chin, look down, and just hold that. I'm going to pin you and screenshot because that's the cutest thing ever. Kevin's cat is up on her legs. All righty. You can change again. Arms and legs down. Did you see your cat? He's just gazing off into the distance. I'm good. All right, second set. Right leg lift up, interlace the fingers. Pull your knee to the shoulder. Kevin, is that Frank? That's Frank, okay. Pull your right knee towards the shoulder. Tuck your chin to the chest. So anyway, right now exercise is happening on small but super major levels, all right? Organ tissue, blood vessels, level of the inflammation, which mostly happens in connective tissue, all right? This is being exercised, flushed out, and changed. Change again, right leg down, arms down, left leg lift up. Interlace the fingers, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Tuck your chin, look down. And you just hold. Change, left leg lower, down, arms down. Immediately, both knees up, grab your elbows, each other. One of the things that we appear to be doing in this class, I mean, based on everybody talking to me for however many years, is anti-inflammatory action. And part of this, all right, has to do with the tourniquet effect. We're moving fluid not only in the blood vessels, kind of pushing it into certain areas and then releasing it. Change again, arms and legs down. If you think about where is the fluid in the body, where's the water in the body, first thing you probably think of is your blood, right? Yeah, there's known liquid. But I'll tell you what, the whole thing is juicy. The whole thing is liquidy. The bones, not so much, but everything else has some degree of water. Very watery. The adipose layer has tons of liquid in it, all the lymphatic vessels, all right, muscles, everything connecting those things to each other. It's just all water. Okay, so that water, when we press on it, you know, we talk about the tourniquet effect and the heart beating and the pump. Yes, that's happening. But there's also the water everywhere else that we're pressing on and then releasing on and releasing, right? Okay, let's do a sit-up. Feet together, flex, arms over your head, take a deep breath. Sit up, please. Grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, next we have cobra pose. Turn around, lie down on your front side, hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of your shoulders and pinky fingers in line with the deltoids. Glue it down, distributing the weight equally the same all over the hands' palms. Now legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Inhale, breathing, look up and lift up using 100% back strength. Squeeze the legs together all the way down to feet and heels. Little bit of pressure underneath the feet. It's good, Tanya. Push the fingers flat. Keep doing it. Left hand fingers. Do your best. Look up. Inhale, chin up. Everybody come up. Change. Good one, Tanya. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Let the heels separate. So when there's a body part situation, to me, the first thing I would do is get to the yoga room. Because it relieves the stress, it helps with anti-inflammatory processes. Okay. And when you have any state of injury or illness, you probably want less stress and less inflammation. And so if you have to stay home and do it, still it's worth it. All right. Say you're not feeling good. You're like, I'm not feeling great. I better do yoga, even if it's in my own bedroom. Second set, chin on the floor, bring the hands underneath. It's different from going out, you know, I need to exercise. This is the totally different. Legs and feet together, inhale, come up, push the palms down, lift up. You're giving yourself a full body massage very deeply too, from bones to the skin. Push the palms down, looks good, Sandy. Drop the shoulders down, there you go. Now push the chin up and the face up. The back of the head reaches towards your lower spine. Look up one more. Change. Lower the chin to the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides and turn your head to the left. Big toes touch each other. Heels fall open. But sometimes a professional in another area will say, don't do yoga for this long. And I've been meaning to write a whole blog about this. How to talk to, specifically, I mean, doctors, physicians, medical professionals, sometimes they'll say, don't do yoga for such and such time. There is a way to have a really productive conversation to find out exactly what can you not do. That you probably only are limited from two or three things, okay? And you can probably do a lot of the class. And we can respect the things that you should not do. I can 100% respect, make sure you don't do such and such action or body weight bearing or whatever for a certain amount of time. No problem, I'm not going against it. All right, next, turn your hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body until the pinky fingers touch each other side by side. So the very basic thing, chin on the floor, look in the mirror, lock the right leg and lift up the right leg, is find out exactly what movement do I need to avoid? What joint? What body part? Okay, fine. Now you have your information. That's all you need to know. Lift the leg up, hold it. Good. Right leg lower down. Chin on the floor, lock your left leg, point the toes, lift up. I actually advise you, do not ask the question, can I do yoga? Because I don't know what that, they don't know what it means when you ask that question. Push the hands down, leg up. Push the hands down, shoulders down, hold it. Good, left leg lower down. It means a lot of different things. Turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. Readjust the arms. Now, you could go through posture by posture, but that would take more time probably than is available. Inhale, breathing, both legs lift up. I've got the time. I'll go through every single posture with you in the regular class with whatever thing you need to avoid. It's totally fine. Push the hands down, leg up. Everybody lift up. Everybody more up. Slowly lower the legs, feet to the floor. Take your arms out. And then turn your head to the right, please. Big toes touch each other. All right, second set. Turn your hands over, palms on the mat. Slide your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Chin on the floor. Lock your right leg, lift it up, 10 counts. Begin, 9, 8, knees straight, 7, 6, push the hands down, 5, 4, look forward, 3, chin forward, 2, leg up, 1, good, right leg down. Lock the left leg, lift it up, 10 counts, begin, 9, 8, chin forward, 7, knees straight, 6, 5, push the hands down, Nick, a little bit, a little more press, there you go, 2, 1, left leg lower down. Now turn your head in so the mouth is on the towel. The pressure on the arms, remember we're talking about the liquid, it's the liquid in the body, but also the nerve stretch and the connective tissue, all right? All these three things benefit from time passing, even if it's not super deep, that's okay. Mouth on the towel, inhale, both legs lift up, 10 counts, go up, 9, 8, legs together, 7, 6, push hands down, 5, little higher, please, 4, lift up, 3, lift up, 2, even more up, 1, lower the legs, take your arms out from underneath. And turn your head to the left. Full locus is next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders. All five fingers together on each hand. Legs and feet together. So you have one leg, one cobra tail, not two legs. That is not a part of this. So squeeze together, even if the legs don't lift up very much. Inhale, breathing, go ahead, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. When you feel, here's the thing about present moment concentration, you will feel each thing as it's happening. You'll notice if the legs came apart, you can squeeze them together. You'll notice even if the fingers are apart, you'll bring them back together. Now inhale, chin up. Inhale, legs up. Inhale, chest up. Exhale, lift everything a little higher. And then bring it down. Hands, chin, and feet to the floor. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Chin on the floor, bring your arms out to the sides, all five fingers together on each hand. Legs squeezed together, feet together. Begin, please. Inhale, lift something, anything, everything. Arms up, head up, chest up, eyeballs up, chin up, front of the neck stretches up. Keep squeezing the legs together, 5. Breathe in smoothly, 4. Keep the chest lifting, 3. 2, exhale, lift up one more, 1. And then down. Looks good. Arms down by your sides, turn your head to the left. I think it's hard to imagine until you've done it. It's hard to imagine doing something where you're almost entirely holding still, but challenging the body so much, right? It's hard to even imagine. Even when we've done it, I remember in the first few years, I was thinking, how am I just standing in one place and all this is happening and it's so hard? And it makes such a big difference. I'm not even going anywhere. I'm standing on this little thing, this space, right? So that, and that's having done it. But imagine if you've never even tried to hold still in a hot room or even a not so hot room and be challenged. It probably doesn't compute in general. All right, next is bow posture. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside. A couple of inches below the toes. All five fingers together on each hand. Knees about 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Nice tight grip there. Squeeze the feet so the wrists can be straight. Now take a nice deep breath. Look up towards the ceiling and kick up, please. Eyes up, chin up. You can kick slowly, but kick continuously, please. The knees and thighs lift up. That's it. Roll forward onto the abdomen. Good, Kevin. Now lift your chin up, lift your face and head up, but kick up a little more for five. Eyeballs up, four. Three. Try to get the knees up, two. From the upper thighs, kick up. One. Very good. Lower the chin and knees. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Big toes touch each other. Am I breathing? And can I try to concentrate? I know concentration is not perfect, but if you can make the attempt to concentrate, there's so much you can do. Second set, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside just below the toes. Get a nice squeeze on your feet. Now, when you do kick up, not yet, but when you kick up, try to kick with the upper thighs and hips, not so much close to the knees. All right, go ahead. Look up and kick up. Begin. Thighs go up. Think of the upper thighs lifting. Looks good all. Lift your chin up now. Head goes up, chest goes up, but kick a little stronger. Five. Breathe smoothly. Four. Three. Keep kicking. Two. Look up, kick up. One. Lower down, chin and knees. Bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the left. Kevin, when you're all the way up in bow pose, Frank was eyeing your feet like, I think I want to jump up and grab those. And then he did it when you're getting out of it. Oh, something to play with. I think the animals must think, oh, finally, you know, when someone's doing yoga in the house, the animals think, finally, they're hanging out. They're on the floor where they're supposed to be. I don't know where they've been this whole time. I've just been looking at their ankles. Anyway, fixed firm pose. Come up to the top of the mat. Sit on your heels, knees, and feet together. Oh, my gosh. He's not going anywhere. Sit on your feet. Lower the hips down between the heels. And then go back. Hands to the feet, elbows to the floor. Frank, you better get out of the way, man. Head, back of the head, eventually shoulders, and whole upper body relax on the floor. Once you're all the way back, yours does the same thing. Arms overhead, grab your elbows each other. Frank's like, what? This is fun. We can hang out, right? Let's cuddle. All right. If you're all the way back, pulling the elbows to the floor, tucking the chin to the chest, lifting the chest up will give you a little more of that benefit around the armpit. One of the things we're stretching out in this posture is the concentration of lymphatic tissue, the lymph nodes in the armpits and the groin. They get a stretch on both parts. Tuck the chin, look down, hold it. Good one. Change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. How you doing, Tanya? Great. I can't wait to read your email. I love long emails. The fact that you would take time to write about yourself, even if you didn't send it to me, if you're writing about this practice and what you're going through in great detail, is so cool. I mean, of all the things we can think and talk about in the world, right? You look at what is the topic of conversation a lot of times, it has nothing to do with anything real. Right? But that's real. That is, I'm going through this and I'm reflecting on it, and here's a bunch of words. It's a great, great use of, human energy. Feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set. Top of the mat, please. Sit on the heels, knees, and feet together. And then separate the feet just enough so you can sit down exactly between the heels, no gap between heels and the hips. Then you can go back, hands to the feet, elbows first to the floor, head, back of the head, shoulders, arms over the head. Grab your elbows, tuck the chin to the chest. This one's also known to be good for the spleen. You might think, what? Where the heck is my spleen? How could it be good for it? Well, the spleen is sort of tucked under on the left side, usually hangs out by the ribs, all right? So one thing you can imagine, you're in a backbend, but you don't have to struggle or work too hard for the backbend, even if you're just on the elbows, and then you're breathing pretty deeply. So you press, all right? You get a spleen massage from your lungs. Isn't that cool? All right, change again. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Every breath does some movement of the organs. Did you know that? Every inhale you take pressurizes, squeezes, massages your heart, number one. It has to. But it also pushes immediately on the upper abdominal organs. The liver's hanging out right there. Your stomach's hanging out. Pancreas hanging out. They all move every time you breathe. It's just that we move them more intensely and in specific directed ways when we're in the posture. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes strong, exhale, head to the knees. Next is half tortoise posture, turn around, sit on the heels. Knees and feet together, no gap underneath the ankles. Take a deep breath, arms over your head sideways, hands, palms together, just cross your thumbs, chin up. Inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, now begin. Stretch forward, reach forward, look forward. Forehead to the floor. Pinky fingers touch the floor. Palms together and wrists in the air. Now take a few deep breaths here while stretching forward. Focus not only on the fact of inhalation, but on what is moving when you breathe in. So it's got to move on the inside, and the rib cage will expand a little too, and focus on the quality of the exhale, the movement of the exhale specifically. And then again, keep stretching forward. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up again. Arms down by your sides. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath, full inhalation. Sit up, grab the toes, full, strong exhale. Double jerk head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise. Turn around, sit on the heels. Take a deep breath, arms over the head sideways, palms together. Now, before you come forward, I want you to take a deep breath with your stomach and reach up. Try to touch the ceiling, but then push the hips once more down into the heels. Good, Alda. Then slowly come forward. Super, super stomach, lower abdomen contraction, depression. To do that, looks great. Palms together, thumbs crossed, wrists up in the air. Push the hips back towards the heels as much as they'll go, and keep stretching forward without intermission. A couple more breaths like this. Maintain the stretching. Focus on the breathing. Arms, head, neck, and upper back all come up together. Inhale and come up. Those are great. Good upper backs. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Heels touch each other, palms open. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right. Camel posture, turn around, stand up on your knees. 6 inches between your knees and 6 inches between the feet, all the way at the top of the towel, please. Put your hands on your hips or the low back, fingers pointing down. Take a deep breath, everyone. Push your hips forward, then lift up the chin and chest, lift up and go back. Then drop the head all the way back as far as it goes. Bend your entire spine, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Go back halfway. You can stay there halfway if the breathing is smooth. And you can see about halfway down the back wall, one hand at a time to the heels, please. Right hand down, left hand down, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers on the inside. And take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Very nice, Alda. Keep pushing. Don't stop pushing. And get your hands back up to the place. Inhale, breathing. Push your hips forward. Chest up, straight spine in the middle. Chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. at a certain point, now this is different for everybody. I was talking about this a little bit yesterday. At a certain point of practice, a conflict will arise. And that conflict is between your experience in the present moment. For example, of feeling really good after class or after a posture. And on the other hand, you have a thought that says, well, that was crap. You didn't do very well. Right? There's a little conflict. And it, for some people, it comes up quickly. For some people, it comes up years into the practice. It doesn't really matter when. And everyone, we've all got our own particular stuff. Okay? So it's going to come up differently. But the moment you realize, oh, there is a bit of a conflict there. Okay? But you know that you feel good. Okay, that's not really a thought as much as a, I'm floating out of here. And there's this little voice in my head saying, not good enough, la la la, something like that. This is a great moment. This is like a serious yoga moment, okay? Because one of those things is true and correct and real. And the other one is, I'm not going to say it's not wrong, it's just conditioned, and it's not in touch with what is real a lot of the time. It's a great moment. Okay, feet together, flex, arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set, camel posture. Now turn around. The more you can stay with the breathing, you guys, the more you will feel what is really happening in the body too, and you'll be less led by the thinking about it. Put your hands on the hips, fingers point down, take a deep breath, push your hips forward, drop the head all the way back. Go back halfway, stop in the middle. You can grab the heels one hand at a time. Full palm grip. Exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Push your hips forward. Look all the way back. These look great. Bring your hands back up to the hips. Inhale, push your hips forward, chest up, spine straight. Very nice. Turn around, relax on your back. For some people, the chatter in the mind can easily quiet down when you focus on something intense. For some people, it's louder and it's harder to ignore. So this is what I mean. We all have a unique kind of combination of everything. Feet together, flex arms over your head, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture is next. Turn around, sit on the heels. Kevin, my clock says 8:51. I would do a twist in the breathing exercise if you want to really be done at 5 of. All right. Otherwise, rabbit pose. You too, Sandy. All right. Grab the heels, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling and go down. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing. Round your spine forward. Touch your forehead to the knees. Top of the head automatically touching the floor. Then lift your hips up. Roll forward like a wheel until your arms, elbows are straight. You may walk the knees right, left towards the forehead. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up. One day you feel stretch all along your spine. Change, lower the hips down. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Take a deep breath, the spine goes up first, always, and then the posture. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, round the spine. Bring your forehead to the knees. Keep it together. Once the head and knees go together, please keep them together. Then lift up your hips, roll forward. You can walk the knees right, left towards the head. That's right, Nick, the very top flat part of the head on the floor. Knees to the forehead, and then you hold it. Suck in your stomach, lift your hips up. Suck in your stomach, push your feet down to the floor. Heels can squeeze in towards each other a little bit, and the shoulders slide up towards the ceiling. That's it, Diane, super stomach in. Maximum of 30% of the weight on your head. All the very nice rabbit pose. Change again, lower the hips down to the feet. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath in, full lungs, sit up, grab the toes, strong exhalation, double jerk head to the knees. We will do head to knee pose next. Sit facing the mirror, right leg out cornerwise, bend your left knee, creating pressure between sole of the left foot and inner right thigh. Arms over the head, take a nice deep breath, turn your upper body to the right, grab the right foot just below the toes, pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle. You go down front side, touch your forehead to the knee. If you cannot bring the head to the knee, then bring the knee up just a little bit to the forehead. You can bend it. Once they are together, keep the knee and forehead sealed together. They don't separate. Push the knee down with the forehead. Shoulders look great, Alda. Turn the toes back. Flex your foot. A little more right foot turning back. Good. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Other side. Left leg out cornerwise. Bend the right knee so you create pressure between sole of the foot and the inner left thigh. Turn your upper body to the left. Reach out. Grab the left foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex your foot from the ankle, then go down front side, chin to the chest, forehead to the knee, or if needed, and only if needed, in the moment, bend your left knee up and bring it to the forehead. Push the knee down with your forehead, suck in your stomach, and roll in to get two shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Very nice. Inhale, breathing, come up. Now bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath in, come up. Grab your big toes, each other, with the first two fingers. And thumbs, walk your hips back like this, Tanya. Thumb, that's okay, I know. You'll just do it until you do it. Grab the big toes. Yeah. All right, walk your hips back, right, left, 10, 15 times. Traveling back. Bye, Kevin, have a wonderful day. Great class. Flex both feet back from your ankles. Now try to turn the pinky toes back, Nick, the whole outside edge of the foot. There you go, that brought the legs together. Now take a deep breath, chest up. Slowly push your knees down. We want to get particular angles of length or stretch underneath the legs. And that's why the importance of outside edge of the foot. That looks great, Diane. You're doing that with your foot strength now, by the way. Not too much with the hands. That's very good. Now slowly push the knees down. Once the legs are locked, you can stretch the upper body forward. You got it, Tanya. Suck in your stomach, come forward, and hold as still as possible. Change again. Come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Little secret, that's not a secret anymore because I'm going to tell you, have a good day, Sandy. At the end of class, there might be a lot of talk in your mind. I'm not talking, you're good. I'm talking about generally at the end, when we're in head to knee pose, sometimes the talk in the mind can be like, oh my gosh, I'm so done with this, right? There's like a narrative saying, I've worked so hard, you know, let me just get this over with. Unfortunately, it's not very helpful. Okay, so what I want you to do, if you ever notice that coming up, just get right into your breathing. You have an amazing amount of energy capability right now. Now, I know I've been asking you to concentrate nonstop for 90 minutes, but it's really only one inhale at a time and one exhale at a time. So what I'm telling you is you have the energy to hold still and really do an amazing posture regardless of the depth. I'm talking amazing in terms of breathing and concentration. I know you have that currently and generally at the end of class. Feet together, flex arms over the head, take a deep breath, sit up please, grab the toes, strong exhale, head to the knees. All right, turn around, sit face in the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. And this will push you to get right into the posture mentally. Arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right. I have very little care for how deep you go into posture. Go ahead, grab the foot. Reach for it. Tuck your chin to the chest, head to the knee. The trick is you go into it, you observe that you're in it, and then you hang out. Now, the only way to hang out and relax in any yoga posture and even in normal life is with good breathing. So make sure that's happening. Chin to the chest, compression of the throat. Good, inhale, breathing, come up, other side. Left leg out, right leg in. Turn your upper body to the left. Grab the left foot 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot. Press the chin to the chest so you get the compression of the throat. Remember, this was the other posture I was talking about when talking about pancreas, kidneys, and thyroid, right, parathyroid tissue. This one too. A lot of pressure at the middle and upper abdomen, compression of the throat, extension of the kidneys. So you just hold it and breathe while you have those compressions and stretches smoothly, continuously. Good, change again. Bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back for your sit-up. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take a deep breath and come up again. Grab your big toes each other with the first two fingers, thumbs on top. You got it, Tanya. Walk your hips back 10, 15 times. Now, especially stretching pose. All right. I don't know anyone who doesn't want to escape this one at times. So, fine if you do, but then stay in it anyway. Go ahead, flex the feet, pull the toes back. Nice, Alda. Slowly push the knees down. Go to a place where it's challenging, but then you decide, I'm going to stay here. Then after a breath or two, when you've felt something relax, you can try a little further stretch. Pinky toes turn back. Pull on your big toes slowly but continuously without intermission. Hold it. Change again. Come up. All right, turn around. Relax on your back. Where we are headed is, if you can just imagine this with me for a second, for the entire 90 minutes, you were aware of each inhale that you took. Okay, I'm not asking you to count and keep track. I can't even keep track of 10 counts sometimes, but for every time you started to inhale, you realized it. Every time you started to exhale, you realized it, and you felt the whole thing. Okay, this is where we are attempting to be. And the thing is, it does not take any special skill at all. It is simply pure determination from moment to moment. And you start from scratch every single time. Feet together, flex, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab your toes, strong exhalation, head to the knees. All right, and of course we're doing the postures. Sit facing the left side of the room. Bend your left knee in front of you, please, for half spine-twisting posture. Put your right foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee corner, and two hips on the ground. Inhale, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over the right knee, push your knee back. Right arm goes behind you, then twist your upper body to the right. Make sure both sides of the hips or both sides of the pelvis are on the floor. You can point the left toes towards me. Those can point back a little bit. There you go. And then twist. Turn your head, look past the right shoulder. Sit up as straight as you can. That's it. Drop the shoulders down. You can keep the left leg out straight underneath your neck like this. And then cross this one over. Yeah. Do a straight leg twist. There you go. Now you can sit up a little straighter. Right shoulder back. Right hand walks towards the back wall. Twist to your right. Much better. Untwist the spine, undo the arms, and then the legs. So basically, either the leg is all the way bent under or all the way straight. But if it's sort of halfway, it tends to pull on the knee a little bit. Does that make sense? So straight or all the way. Either way is good. Okay, left foot crosses over, heel touching the knee. Inhale, right arm up and over the left knee. Push your knee back. Turn the hand over, palm down. You try to grab the right knee. If you can't grab the knee, you can grab the edge of the mat. Then left arm goes behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Now sit up nice and tall, chest up. Twist to the left. Look to your left. Chin to the left. Good, all the left arm back. Left shoulder down and back. One more exhale, twist. Everybody twist, stomach in, twist. Change again, untwist. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex arms over the head. Take a deep breath in, full lungs. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale. Double jerk, head to the knees. Final breathing exercise. Turn around, please sit up straight. Ideally sitting on the heels. If you can't sit like that, just sit so that the spine is upright. With masks on, please covering the face. All right, put your hands on your thighs. Elbows locked and shoulders down. Focus one point in front of you. Try to exhale completely on this slow set. Begin. Exhale, 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 exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep the chest up. 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You can do it by the nose or the mouth. 5, 6, 7, 8. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Keep the chest up. 6, 7, 8. Now try to push out all the air, every single one on the slow set. Looks great, Tanya. Belly goes in, in, in. In. Keep the chest up. Spine perfectly straight. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, breathing elbows locked, shoulders down. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going at this pace. You might not get as much air out as on the slow ones. Exhale, right on the clap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. A little stronger. You can do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, nice deep breath in. As you're exhaling, turn around, lie down on your back. Head towards the mirror, feet towards the back wall. Alda, so good to see you today. Thanks for joining in class. Very nice practice. I'll dim the lights here. Take a few minutes breathing smoothly by the nose. And same as in class, you guys. Exact same process. Concentration. You can set yourself a little, like a small goal. I'm going to pay attention to 5 breaths in a row. That is not even an easy thing to do. Getting to 10 is hugely challenging. Mind will go in so many places just in 10 breaths. But set something small, even 3 or 4. And then you can start again. You can do another 3 or 4. And that will add up. Nice to see you guys in the room this morning. Nice class. Let me know if you have any questions. Please hydrate. And I'll see you tomorrow.